grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in.
Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Do it, man.
As you probably heard, we've got Chris in the flesh here to see us.
In the flesh?
Chris in the flesh.
In a hazy cloud of smoke. No, vapor, I should say, vapor.
Lovely. Well,
good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, with a little decorum. And welcome to Marijuana Media.
Yes.
Everyone listening? I feel like welcoming myself there.
Hey.
Yeah, it's good to be here. So I hope everyone's prepared. And prepared in a different way to the little village of Waipori Falls, which is on in today's Herald, I believe. I didn't buy the Herald, but I got the online paywall.
Exactly.
And this is called The Village People. They've entitled Unofficial Roadblocks, Nunchucks and Cannabis Cultivation. And it's a little wee town, small remote village, 60 k's from Dunedin, no cell phone coverage, 28 permanent residents who live under some sort of strange village body corporate thing. Scary, haunted, narrow, winding road, it sounds like.
The dream. When are we moving, yeah. Chris?
Boy, I know, it sounds grim. But what's happened? What is really going on here?
Yeah,
long-time village member Daniel Williamson told the Herald he made a complaint to the body corporate after being interrogated while returning home, and he further believed the area was being used for marijuana cultivation. Police have got involved in responding to the allegations of roadblocks and antisocial behaviour. He says there's also been nunchucks, lasers, threats and intimidation.
Ooh.
Lasers in the eyes.
That sounds bad.
It does. And apparently, it's people who want to scare people off so they can grow weed there. So.
Oh my gosh. So here's like a peaceful community. Are they ideal conditions?
Well,
you'd assume.
At this stage, it's all allegations from one guy, right? And we have no reason to disbelieve him. But we also, let's wait till, I guess, the police actually say this is going on. It could just be some sort of strange dispute in a weird village.
It really could be.
I mean, it's a bit Twin Peaks. These kind of strange little villages are, prone to this kind of thing.
It actually does look very Twin Peaks.
But, however, that's just being contrary. I don't want to dismiss his concerns. And this can happen because people voted no by a narrow little thing. And I was going to come on the show and say, and that's what you get down south in your little rural community, which probably all voted no. And I looked it up. And they're pretty much the average. They were 52-48 compared to 51-49. So, it's kind of like right down the middle there in that rural community.
Yeah. That's incredible. Go rural community.
Yeah, and, this is what happens under prohibition.
But that is the thing. I mean, no one deserves to feel threatened in their own home.
No, that's exactly right. And whoever's there, stop it. Just cut it out.
Cut it out. I'd stop it.
Yeah, and, police are getting involved, so...
Yeah, otherwise me and Chris will come find you.
It otherwise sounds like a very... I shouldn't put the place... It sounds very nice.
Lovely if you're into trees and things.
Speaking of places that could be nice, but really aren't...
Yes.
We cut now to Israel, where the Jerusalem Post reports cookies donated to soldiers believed to have been laced with hash, and the military police are investigating after an unknown civilian arrived at one of their bases and delivered some sweet treats.
Incredible.
And three reservist soldiers who ate the cookies began to fell ill and took themselves to hospital. As a result, they will make sure that food donations are not accepted.
Wow.
So the motives are unclear, right, at this point. We don't really know what's going on there.
Yeah.
They could have been saying, here's something you might want, chill out.
Exactly.
You shouldn't be dosing people without their permission.
And that's the main message, I guess.
That's the main message for me. That's a big no-no. Consent is key, like everything.
I kind of understand the motivation. Well, I do understand the motivation.
Well, the other thing is Israel actually has a very progressive medical cannabis policy, and including for not only veterans, but serving military. can access medical cannabis. So
okay. So they're not getting like tested or stung or anything.
Well, maybe if it's all part of it. It's for PTSD, I think, you know.
Wow.
Yeah.
You'd have a bit of it from there.
Mm. Moving on, before we get any angry calls or anything. right, so sports department. Let's move on straight to sports. And I'm struggling to find some good news out of this either. This is NZ softball and rugby league player Michaela Wedehiko stood down for 1 month after testing positive for the inactive THC-COOH metabolite.
Oh, really? She wasn't even having any fun.
Well, it's the one that's left over when you straighten up. And it's the one that workplace testing looks for. So, you know, it only ever shows up after the fact, not while you're currently on it.
Okay.
Mm.
Oh, well.
So that's why, you know, workplace testing can't ever actually show impairment because it doesn't look for the impairing substance.
So she's been stood down for a month?
Yeah, on the condition of doing some treatment program, said the Sports Integrity Commission. And that's because the sports anti-doping rules prohibit THC under the substance of abuse category, not the performance enhancing. It's simply because it's illegal and therefore it's abuse.
Yeah.
Your little circular argument there.
Oh. Well, that's really interesting. So they've recommended her a program, treatment program.
You know, got to tick one off, I guess.
Wow.
Yeah. I guess, I don't know, this doesn't really count as performance enhancing, but if she went and got their prescription, then under the world anti-doping rules, you can then apply for an exemption because you've got a prescription.
Okay.
So it's another reason to do it. And this leads me to the study of the week, which isn't, I don't know, does this count as performance? Taking CBD, clinical trial, this was. Yes. Taking CBD associated with decreased daytime fatigue.
Which is incredible because that's, I find, for me personally, that's a bit of a mythbuster in my eyes. You know, it's like, you know, it all makes you sleepy. I know CBD doesn't, but, you know, any medicinal.
Yeah, well, it turns out in the study, which was the old double-blind randomized placebo-controlled.
Woohoo.
They either got a CBD or placebo for 5 weeks and then swapped over. And CBD, but not placebo, resulted in the improvement of the Epworth sleepiness scale, as well as fatigue and vitality and psychological well-being, but it did not improve their overall sleep quality.
Wow.
Which was interesting. So it was better for the day.
Okay, better for the day.
And better for your psychological well-being and your vitality.
Yeah.
Who doesn't want that?
Oh, I want to spring out of bed.
If you can get a prescription for improved vitality, that sounds pretty good.
Oh, that would be fantastic.
Yeah, so not so much sleep. So it turns out it's more THC for the sleep.
Right, okay.
And it is the number one, so I hear, the number one reason for prescriptions here is the sleeping.
Sleep.
But having the high THC often is an oil form. Then it's kind of like more of a slow onset, longer duration, not so psychoactive, just lasts you through the night for the sleep.
Wow.
And then the terpene blend that goes along with it would be the key. And you'd really be looking for ones that are high in myrcene, which is a terpene that's also in hops. Quite a sleepy kind of one. Carafiline, which you also find in cloves.
Yes.
And linalool, which is also in lavender.
Exactly.
Yeah, and so that's your Kushes and your Blue Dream.
Those are your Kushes, man.
Granddaddy perps.
But that's incredible. I mean, as someone who loves a daytime nap, sometimes involuntary, this could be for me. This could be my answer.
Hmm.
You know?
Right on. That's right. That's right. Bit of CBD for the day to increase your vitality.
Oh, that's great news. I like that. All right. Because that's good news, you know?
That is good news. That is very good. Speaking of good news, we had some good coverage of new export rules. Huge for medical cannabis farm. This is Puro saying, since the rules change and they can now export to the receiving country instead of being shackled by what our rules say and they can't even get any exports out. They say they've already had $1 million of orders since then.
A million bucks.
But co-founder Tom Forrest says, and we've voiced this many a time, so it's great to hear people in the industry saying that too, frustrating that it's easier for us to export flower grown in New Zealand, have them prescribed in Australia, but more difficult to bring those to market locally. Very frustrating. That's where the regulations still need to evolve.
Must be. 100%. So if you're listening and you have any sway on that, get it happening here locally. But that is fantastic for the companies. I'm really happy for them.
And another good news, but again showing it's easy to do overseas, Rua Biosciences, they'd got some New Zealand bud or Kiwi genetics, cleaned up Kiwi genetics, happening in Australia now. And this week, they sent some clones over to Canada.
Good stuff.
Apparently that's a first. Live clones exported to Canada.
So, because quite a lot of the medicinal cannabis that's being prescribed in New Zealand is from Canada, right?
Yeah. That's right.
So there you go. Right. You get homegrown, which has had to go to Canada and then come back.
If that's what it takes. But yeah, it will be a shame if that is what it takes.
There
but
you go, people.
That, I think that is kind of, you know, what they're, you know, aiming at in a roundabout way.
Yeah, but what I mean, if it makes a roundabout, at least it's coming back to you. There you go.
That's right.
That's good news.
So there you go. Now, coming up tomorrow and Saturday, we have the Access Cannabis Doctors at the Hemp Store. If people need their scripts, they can come on down. $30 consults, and if you're on the ACC or the Community Services card, that can help as well. Bring that even down even further. The old Whakamana Medical Cannabis Club is Friday nights now at the museum. That's on Beresford Street.
Great stuff.
Canaposium is at the Surrey Hotel in Greyland this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. It's a medical cannabis symposium for doctors and professionals and patients who want to know more.
Oh, cool. Head along to that. I love the Surrey Hotel.
It's got that old school gothic vibe.
It's a great vibe, eh?
And finally, I had the pleasure of meeting the guy that is presenting a Fringe Festival show this weekend, Psychedelics for Dummies.
Wow.
It's kind of like that, those kind of books and things, the dummies things.
Oh,
the Psychedelics for Dummies. It's at TAPAC, the Performing Arts Centre. Friday and Saturday, 7 p.m. and a Sunday matinee.
Oh, head along to that. That'll be really funny, I reckon.
I think it will be. I got a good vibe from him.
Yeah.
There's jokes and stories and factual bits and a bit of musical comedy.
But knowledge is power, you know, when it comes to these things. You know, I mean, believe it or not, you do sometimes need to know what happens when you smoke a bit too much weed.
Indeed.
How to deal with it.
I thoroughly agree.
Yeah.
I think dosing up and going to it was recommended as well.
Okay, all right, people. Well, get your laughing gear on and head to that. thank you so much, Chris. As usual, bloody ripper that you came up. And thanks to the Hemp Store. Yeah.
Cheers. All right.
That was Marijuana Media for yet another week.
Do it, then.
That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz. I'm a